Let us all pray. Almighty and ever blessed God, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we are able to come up into thy house in this way and manner to worship thee and to sing thy praise. O Lord, we are conscious more than ever that we are here because of thy grace and kindness and compassion. We realize that thou art the high and lofty one that inhabitest eternity and whose name is holy, and that we are here on earth encompassed about with so many frailties and weaknesses. And yet, O Lord, we come before thee and we realize that we have access into thy holy presence by the Son of thy love, our blessed Lord and Savior. And here we come, O Lord, to acknowledge him and to acknowledge that it is by him alone that we enjoy this access and are able to come and to present ourselves and our worship and praise and to bring our petitions and our desires. O Lord, we are aware that we come into thy presence because he came from thy presence, from that glory everlasting, into this world of time and of sin and of shame. We come, O Lord, because the Son of God was made the Son of men, that we, the sinful sons of men, might become the sons of God. O God, we pray thee once more that thou wouldest so grant us of thy Holy Spirit that our minds may be enlightened and our hearts may be moved, and we may be able to apprehend with the whole of our being and with all thy saints and people everywhere throughout the world what thou hast done for us and what thou hast made possible for us through our blessed Lord and Savior. O God, we thank thee that this to us is above everything else important in this world in which we find ourselves. We thank thee, O Lord, our God, that this great and glorious fact which we come together to remember and to celebrate has indeed transformed everything and made all things new. And we bless thee that we come as men and women, therefore, with eyes enlightened and with understandings opened. And we come, O Lord, to offer our praise and our adoration. We thank thee that still throughout the running centuries, the realization of this good news has this same effect upon all men and women who see it and know it and recognize it, as it did upon those shepherds at the very beginning. And, O Lord, we ask thee that this may be our lot and our portion more than ever this morning. We therefore do indeed pray thee urgently that by thy Spirit thou wouldest bring these things to us with power and with authority, with great assurance and certainty, that we may rejoice in them as we ought. Lord, our God, we thank thee that we are amongst that body of men and women everywhere throughout the world who this day are celebrating this greatest of all events. We pray, therefore, for all thy people everywhere. Lord, we thank thee that thou hast them in every country, that thou hast them scattered all over the world, that thou dost remind us that we are all thus one because we are all men and women made originally in the image of God. We are one, though we also acknowledge and confess with shame in sin and in failure. We are here, O Lord, because we realize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yet, O Lord, we are one in this common salvation, one in acknowledging him who alone is the Savior of the world. O God, we pray thee, therefore, that men and women everywhere throughout the world this day may realize the truth concerning him and may see themselves as they are in the light of his coming. We thank thee, O God, for thy great and glorious purpose before the very foundation of the world, thus brought into operation and into practice as the result of that great and mighty event when thou didst send him into the world. And, O Lord, we pray thee that his kingdom may come, that his reign may be extended, and that thou wouldest speed the day when he shall reign from shore to shore, and when men and women shall bow the knee before him, all in heaven and all in earth and all under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. O Lord, we pray thee therefore to look down upon thy people everywhere throughout the world. We thank thee that thou hast deigned to make us the custodians and the guardians of this great and wonderful message. We thank thee, O Lord, that as he was the light of the world, he has made us in turn to become lights in the world, lights shining in the firmament in the midst of the darkness and the sin and the evil, holding out a hope to men and women. And we pray thee that thou wouldest enable us as thy people to do so with a new joy and with a new power and with a new conviction. O God, we cannot but pray therefore for the great world in which we find ourselves, the world into which he came. We see it, O Lord, with so much unhappiness, with so much that is unlike thee and unlike what thou didst make men to be. O God, we pray thee to have mercy and compassion and pity upon the world in its sin, in its blindness and in its shame. O God, wilt thou not speak to men and women at this very season, during this very day, we humbly pray thee, showing them the way of restoration and renewal, the way of life, the way of peace, and the way of glory. O God, we ask therefore that thy church may be endued with unusual power this day, that the Son of thy love may be held up in his beauty and in his glory, and many may come willingly unto him to give themselves unto him. Lord, hear us in this our prayer. We are very conscious, O Lord, of thy goodness to us in this country, in this land. We thank thee for the peace and the safety in which we are able to meet this morning, and for all that thou hast been unto us as a nation and as a people. But, O God, as we thank thee for all this, we think of those who are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for all thy people this morning who are enduring any kind of persecution or unusual trial. O God, we remember still that stricken land of the Congo. We pray thee to have mercy upon those who are still in captivity and who may be facing death and the end. O Lord, wilt thou especially speak unto them and gladden their hearts with the knowledge that they're in thy hands, and that though the worst may be done by men unto them, it will but mean their translation to be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, we bless thee for him who, having come into the world, has even conquered death and the grave, has taken the sting out of death, and has opened the gate and the doorway to heaven and to glory everlasting. Lord, we pray for them and ask thy mighty hand upon them. We remember all who have already lost their loved ones in that land. O God, wilt thou be with them and comfort them and strengthen them. And we pray for those who are anxious about their loved ones. Lord, we pray for all the nations of the world. We think in an especial manner this day, again, of all those emerging nations, these nations that have newly come into a position of independence and of power. We pray for especial wisdom to be given unto thy people in such lands, that they may know how to conduct themselves. We pray for all, especially who are in authority and power, that they may have wisdom and discretion. O God, hear us as we lovingly think of all such men and women in all parts of the world. O God, hear us in this our prayer, and in the name of thy dear Son, who came on earth and lived and died and rose again, in order that we might be able to pray for such a blessing, we pray that thou wouldest revive thy work and pour forth thy Spirit again in a mighty manner upon thy church and people. Lord, we realize that it is only as he operates in might and power that men and women are made one. We think of them on that day of Pentecost, able to understand the message in different languages, and thus united and made one in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank thee for the blessed hope that lies ahead of us, that this day shall yet come when he shall reign over the whole cosmos, the entire universe. Lord, wilt thou speed the day? Hear us in this our prayer, and as we do indeed commend to thee the powers that be, we think of all who reign and rule over us and are responsible for our affairs and the leaders of all the nations. God, look down upon them and bless them. We remember all who have an especial need of our prayers this morning. We especially think of all those who may be lonely and find themselves on their own this day when families gather together and friends meet. Oh God, if there be those who shall find themselves on their own, we pray that they may know that he is with them who came into the world in order to redeem them. Grant that they may be filled with a sense of peace and of joy in the realization of his nearness and his blessed presence. We remember those, O God, who are aged and infirm. We pray likewise that thou wouldest hold them tenderly in thy loving everlasting arms, and that they may find peace and rest. We think, O God, of those known to us to be ill, some desperately ill. O God, we pray thee to keep thy hand upon them. With thee all things are possible, and we pray thee therefore to exert and to show forth thy power and thy glory. Wilt thou be with those who are dear to them? Keep them, O Lord, from anxious care, and grant them peace and rest and quiet. We pray for all who are sick in mind, that they may likewise be relieved, and we remember the bereaved, the sorrowing, and the lonely. O God, we think of all mankind. We pray for all who may be saddened for various reasons, that this joy of the Lord and of salvation may become their portion this day. O God, we thank thee that thou art able to enable thy people to rejoice even in the midst of tribulations. We thank thee for the power of him who has vanquished our every enemy and can give us a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, may his name be made glorious this day, and may men and women come throughout the world to rejoice in him, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the King of righteousness, the Prince of peace. Hear us, O Lord, in these our prayers. Receive them, we pray thee, and pardon, and forgive us the unworthiness of our praise and our every sin, as we ask it all, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.